Why, hello, America. Welcome to my podcast, Judy's World. Today is Saturday, June 26th, 6 p.m. It's coffee time. I have my coffee. I tell you I love coffee. I love coffee. coffee. Well, it's been a while since I've done a podcast, several weeks or so. But I'm back now. Hopefully I'll be back on my regular schedule. I don't know what that is yet. I haven't figured that part out yet, but more podcasts to come. Well, my fur babies don't know what to think about me doing my podcast. I'm sitting here talking to my phone and think something's wrong with me. Jade's all up on my face trying to figure out what's wrong with me. Anyway. Yeah, my podcasts are about, like, my daily struggles, and so, okay. So, last week, if anybody knows me, I have severe allergy problems. Severe. Oh, the worst. The worst ever I've ever seen on anybody. I have it. So, anyway, my allergies were acting up, and the other day, I went to bed and I kept feeling this fluttering in my ears, like, oh my gosh. So I tried to flush it out with peroxide. Well, that made it worse. And so I was like, oh my God. So it drove me crazy. And then the next morning it was still there. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is it? And so it was like an attack inside my ear. And so I called the doctor, made an appointment, go up there, and he looks in my ear, and what the nurse does first, and then as she's leaving the room, I have this attack in my ear, and she's like, does it hurt? I was like, no, it's just an attack. It's driving me crazy. Oh my God. So anyway, I'm doing dance, you know, like, oh my God, it's driving me crazy dance. So anyway, a few more minutes, you know, you have to sit there and wait on a doctor forever and ever and ever. But anyway, so he comes in and he does his initial exam and looks in my ear and stuff, and then waits a second, and he's like, but you don't feel it right now, do you, or something like that. And I was like, no, it's not doing anything right now. He's like, okay. He goes, it probably will here in a minute. And I was like, what are you talking about? I said, oh my God, do I have a bug in my ear? And he's like, just kind of not saying anything. I was like, oh my God, I have a bug in my ear. It was a bug in my ear. I had an insect in my ear. Oh my God. So they had just got this new ear thingy, whatever you want to call it, where it pulsates the water and flushes out your ears. So they do that and put a lot of pressure in there, a lot. It was up on my eardrum, and it still wouldn't come out, so he had to get the long tweezers and gently pull it out of my ear. Anyway, that was my attack in my ear. It was a bug. He was trying to move around, and it was giving me an ear attack. Oh my gosh, I haven't experienced that in front. Ever. I don't want to experience that again. That was awful. You ever have a bug trying to crawl around down in your eardrum? Oh, it drives you crazy. So, everyone, you can listen to my podcast on several platforms. Of course, I'm on Anchor, Breaker, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, and Apple iTunes. That's it for now. I'm sure there's more, but I just don't remember. So share my podcast. I need listeners and listener support for sure, for real. Share. Well, I'd also like to give a shout out to the birthday for June birthdays this month. June 10th, Sister Sandy had a birthday. Happy birthday, Sandy. And June 10th, Cousin Brian had a birthday. Happy birthday, Cousin Brian. I miss y'all. Well, I'm sure there's more June birthdays out there in my family that I just don't know about. So I'm sorry if I missed your birthday. I just don't know very many birthdays yet I'm learning. Send them my way, so I'll remember. Hey, do y'all just ever take a mental break? I think that's what I did the last several weeks. I think I just had to take a mental break from stuff and regroup my thoughts. I have to do that every once in a while, because otherwise my thoughts run wild. They run away, and I can't catch up. I'm trailing behind, tripping, falling, as I'm trying to catch up. So anyway, that's probably why I took a couple weeks break, because I had to regroup my mental process here. I hope everybody understands that and knows what I'm talking about. Surely I'm not the only one that does that. Although it took too long. I did take a couple weeks. I didn't mean to take that long, but anyway. I would like to say, as an empath, I here lately been feeling like something's not right somewhere. I can't figure out where or what or who or why or when. And I just have this real bad feeling on the inside. Something's not right, and I just can't figure out what it is. Y'all ever do that? I mean, like, it's a deep feeling inside. Something's wrong somewhere, and I don't know what it is, and I don't like that because I don't want to wait till it's too late to figure out what it is so I can fix it. And if you guys would like, you can sponsor my podcast. That would be great if you could sponsor me. I would love to have sponsors. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I don't have cable. I haven't had cable since 2017. So I have this TiVo box, I think, is through Suddenlink. And I have pre-recorded shows where I've recorded my favorite shows and movies back in the day when I had cable, so I could re-watch them and stuff. Well, when my cable went out and couldn't afford it anymore, all I've been doing is watching the same shows over and over and over and over again since 2017. Everything is pre-pandemic. So all the shows I'm watching and all the commercials are all pre-pandemic. Movies that came out 4 years ago that are coming out in theaters or advertising on my TV, but they're old. They're pre-pandemic. I don't even know what today's new shows are anymore. I haven't watched cable. I watch news on Facebook if I'm lucky to get it every once in a while. I don't get it all the time, but so I only get the news every once in a while, and I don't even know what today's new shows are or new movies. All I know is what's on Prime Video, YouTube, and Netflix. You know, you gotta have all those. Well, time to call it to a close. I guess I gotta go make dinner. I'm making blueberry pancakes for dinner tonight. My food's about depleted too. I don't know how I'm going to do that for the rest of the week. But blueberry pancakes for dinner. That's what's for dinner. Stay tuned tomorrow for another episode of my podcast, Judy's World. Until next time, America, I love you.